from the Morongo Casino Studios. 95.5 KLOS and HD1 Los Angeles. Rocking all of Southern California.
Including Baldwin Park. Baldwin Park, you rock.
Howdy, Frank Show. Yeah, most generations think they're doing it better or know better, and so you might at one point look to the older for advice because they've lived it and they gave you horrible advice. So yeah, I guess when we're ripping on the younger generations and the older generations ripped on us, then it's only fair to go the other direction and go, well, what's the worst advice you heard? Let's just throw that roll that S uphill this time. 818-955-2955. And the worst advice in the an advice face off, we'll get Billy Idol tickets in Las Vegas for the stay at the Fontainebleau. I guess the one night stay, $100 gas card. So let's see. Naomi was first. Hello, Naomi.
Hey, guys.
Worst advice you ever got?
All right. I'm a millennial, and worst advice I ever got was from a Gen X, sorry. I was a foster kid because my parents were incompetent felons, and you'll see more of that when I finish telling the story. So I was 14. I was venting to my mom, who I used to get visits with, and she advised me that since my foster sister was greeting my boyfriend at the time with smiles, that I should take her to Mount Baldy, go hiking, push her off the cliff, and just tell everybody that she fell.
Okay.
Wow. And your mom was a felon? Can't imagine what for.
She was a felon.
Did she push somebody off a cliff?
She said she won't answer that question.
They slipped. Yes. She'll stick to that. They slipped. Yeah. All right, Naomi, you're definitely in the running. Stay on hold for the Billy Idol tickets. Okay, your mother told you to push a girl off a cliff and say that she fell on accident. Do we even need to go further? I mean, my God, we started out so freaking strong.
Yeah, it's almost just like because that categories.
That girl didn't even steal her boyfriend. She was just smiling at
being
him.
Friendly, not meeting him. Hi, nice to meet you.
Well, obviously smiling at him. What are you smiling at him for? But don't kill her. Just say, hey, bitch, he's my man. That's my advice. Hello, Joshua.
Hello?
Joshua, what's the worst advice you ever got?
Oh, man, I got super sick. So, the worst advice I ever got, I'm 31 right now. I do construction, masonry. The worst advice I got from my family members, they would tell me, you're not a man if you can't work under the influence. And I was like, what do you mean? They're like, yeah. You can't be a man if you're not under the influence.
If you don't work drunk, so and
yeah. You got to show up on this construction site, wasted, yeah. Or you're some sort of pussy.
And then when I would try to put gloves on, they'll be like, "Oh no, you can't put gloves on." That's basically telling me the bitch word. They'll be like, "Oh no, that's."
If you wear construction gloves or like to hold a hammer, you're a little bitch, and you got to be hammered to hammer. Okay, we got to stay on
hammered
hold.
Hammered to hammer.
Oh my God, that's terrible advice.
It's a bold strategy.
You're not a man if you can't work drunk.
This would have been a great time to pop your beer top, Frank.
You know what? If Jordan didn't drink all my beers while I was gone, I got to drink Beatbox now, and they don't have the same tone. It's just a twist top.
Oh.
And this pickle margarita is not going down that well.
Well, when you left, you said, don't do anything you wouldn't do.
That's right.
So I just held it down for you,
I thought we had a ton of Michelob Ultras in the other fridge. None. Gone. Okay. Hello, Joni.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, your phone's cutting out. It was, wasn't it? Is that just her voice? A little bit.
Well, it took a while for her to.
Hello, Joni.
Have your coffee.
Was that just her voice? I thought she was cutting out.
I think you've got it. I think yeah. It was a little bit.
Need to look for some monsters over here.
Get your monster and get on.
Get your monster, man. We're going to go on the radio here soon. Hello, Rick.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Rick. What's the worst advice you ever got?
Well, it wasn't advice that I got. It's what I gave.
Oh.
So me and my roommate were kind of broke. We're doing construction work, and we're smoking weed one night, and he says, we got to rob a bank. And I said, well, if you're going to rob a bank, you got to do it the day after, the Monday after Thanksgiving, because it's the biggest spending on holiday, and the money stays in the bank for 4 days straight. No deposits, just show up Monday morning. So he tried it, went to jail for a year and a half.
Wow.
But that's the worst advice ever given, not the worst advice you ever got. All right, so you jumped ahead. Mm-hmm. Don't jump ahead till the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
A lot of security at a bank. Don't rob a bank.
Don't rob a movie theater. Johnny.
Oh. Yeah, because the banks aren't open, so they can't deposit the money. And you see how much like, Spider-Man Brand New Day makes. Those movies that come out over like the Thanksgiving, it's filled. Less security.
But that's back in the day when you took a lot of cash.
Yeah.
No one's carrying cash anymore. It's like, it's plastic
true.
For popcorn.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't do it.
Hello, Sherman.
Hi, guys.
What's the worst advice you ever got?
So I got out of the military in 2012. And I had about $5,000 saved up from like my retirement and stuff I had cashed out. And I was looking to do some investments. So I talked to my grandpa and a couple of friends about Bitcoin. They all said that, oh no, it's nothing. It's not going to be around forever. And here I am out right around 20 to 30 million.
Oh, if you'd have bought it at that time,
just taking
you saw
$5,000
it go
and
up,
it.
And that would have been $30 million?
Somewhere right between 20 and 30.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That's if I didn't touch it and just let it sit the whole time.
You probably would have.
If you don't know that
much
about it.
Oh, yeah, more than likely.
Put $5,000 in and let
it. Oh, my God. Just think about what you would be doing right now.
I wouldn't be working like I am today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You'd be sleeping in. You'd be calling a radio show.
This is so depressing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd be missing out on you guys.
We'll see. There was a reason. The universe wanted you to listen to the show.
We need you.
I guess so, yeah. Got to look at the silver lining.
Yeah.
All right. Stay on hold. All right. So far we got Naomi, whose mom told her to push a girl off a cliff and say that she accidentally fell because this girl smiled at her boyfriend. Joshua, you're not a man if you can't work drunk. In construction, don't work. And Sherman, don't buy Bitcoin.
Oh,
and he basically lost out on $30 million. Who moves on to round two?
Well, see, the thing was, the girl didn't push. I mean, it is terrible advice, but
no, that's
didn't.
All it is about advice. It's about
know,
it's about the advice, not about the actions.
Through.
I mean, he didn't buy Bitcoin, so he took it was bad advice that he took. Doesn't mean if, I mean, she didn't take it, but it was still bad advice. She recognized it. Someone actually said that out loud.
Her own mother.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the one I'm going to
move on to
the next round.
Naomi?
Naomi.
And it was her.
Your mom's
her
basically
sister,
telling you to kill somebody. But
it was a foster sister, so no one's going to come looking for her.
Frank Kramer.
I'm just saying. All right, so Naomi's going on to Naomi. You're going on to second round, okay?
Because he's a foster sister, no one's going to look for her. It's crazy.
All right, stay on hold, Naomi. You're going on to second round. So, Joshua, I'm sorry. Stop working drunk. That's bad advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, take it from me. Buzzed is fine.
Well, you're not swinging a hand.
Sherman, I'm sorry you didn't buy the Bitcoin, but you're not moving on because Naomi beat you out. Sorry
just
about
bad
that.
Bad luck buddy. Everywhere for him.
All right, here's round two, all right?
Okay.
Or not round two. This is the who's going to face Naomi in the finals.
Okay.
First is Alex. Hello, Alex.
Good morning, beautiful family. How are you?
Good. What's the worst advice you ever got?
Well, I'm kind of nervous to tell the story, but I'm going to do it because I want those Billy Idol tickets really bad. But I used to work for a cement construction company, and I was on a tractor training, and the thing had no brakes. And so long story short, the guy told me, just go ahead and use it, but everybody else uses it. Nothing's going to happen. Well, the thing ended up tipping on its left-hand side when I was going backwards uphill, and crushed my calf, and they ended up amputating my leg.
So he told you to go ahead and use the machine. It's got no brakes, but nothing's going to happen. And then you end up getting the leg cut off because of it.
Yeah. All right. What they do is they red tag these machines. And when you red tag them, you're not supposed to use them, but they would just take the red tags off and they didn't care. And they would just, you know, they would just use the machines regardless. So I ended up having my leg amputated like 6 inches below my left knee. So thankfully they saved my knee, but yeah, I'm walking around with a prosthetic leg now.
Oh, cool. Stay on hold.
Oh, cool.
All right. So Naomi's mom told her to push a girl off a cliff, and then Alex was told to not to go ahead and use a machine that was supposedly going to be safe, even though it was broken, and got his leg cut off. Naomi or Alex? Alex, who got his leg cut off? I'm leaning towards Alex.
Hey.
All right. But let's get another one for who's going to get into the finals. Hello, Pam.
Hi, Frank.
All right. What's the worst advice you ever got?
My mom's dating advice was just don't let him touch your boobs.
So you thought that meant to skip to inside your pants?
Like, they can do anything else. Don't let them touch
your boobs. Yeah, I suppose. But that's all she said.
Of all the things to tell a young woman going out into the dating world.
All right. That's a great one. You stay on hold. I mean, I think, yeah, it probably would work towards the other area. Like, don't let them near that.
Yeah.
Okay? Boobies galore, but don't let them go near it. The other part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What, do you think the guy's just going to stop at second? Like, you got to be specific. Like I said, they were running across the mound straight to third base.
Right. He was running across our mound, all right. Mm-hmm. Right into that dugout. Mm. Terrible.
Hello, Marissa.
Good morning.
All right, Marissa. What's the worst advice you ever got?
Well, now that someone's leg was cut off, I don't know. But I think the only thing worse than that would be when I was told I ran out of dishwashing soap, the regular stuff you put in the dishwasher, and they said, oh, just use that Dawn that you have that's for dishes. And I did, and it overflowed everywhere. Mm. So that was really bad advice.
Oh, got super sudsy.
Really happened.
Super sudsy and overflowed everywhere.
Super sudsy. You will never, it was my first apartment. You will never do that again. And I would love to see Billy Idol. So
all right, you
vote
stay,
for me.
You stay on hold. She's really pushing it. She's all right, so. Who's going into the finals? Alex, who used a machine with no brakes and lost a leg.
Because he was
Pam,
told it's fine.
Whose dating advice from her own mother was to not let guys touch her boobs. That's all she said, just don't let them touch her boobs. That's it. Or Marissa, who was told she could put regular dish soap in the dishwasher. Who's moving on the finals?
I think the life-changing event that comes from the bad advice is I lost a leg because you said it'd be fine. You can use that machine. We all do. It's fine. You're going to be fine.
Have you ever had to clean up all that, you know, suds?
Well, she had, like, wood floors and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then you got to replace all the wood floors.
And then you won't get your security deposit back.
Yeah.
And boobs are the best part of dating somebody new. Mm. So, I mean, really, she just got bad advice because she lost out on probably so many potential suitors.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they just couldn't get a good feel on her.
Yeah.
Do you like that, though? I mean, as far as, like, if nobody ever went to second base on her, did she miss much? As far as, like, people feeling on your boobs?
I mean, that's a whole caresser down kind of thing. She missed out on that kind of intimacy.
Isn't that more for the caresser, not the caressee?
Oh, no, I don't know.
I mean, I'm just asking. I'm asking you because, I mean, no one's ever really, you know, gone to second base on me.
Right. You want
that
to?
I've lost a few lbs, I was like, you know, people don't want to go on my shirt anymore. Yeah. But
you lost
so
your bees.
So when someone's going to second base, you're like, oh yeah.
Oh, it feels great.
Yeah.
It's an engine.
Yeah, you do a little nipple play and, you know, gently. I don't like rough play.
See, I'm saying it's like it's fine line between like this is pleasurable.
Well, there
this
are people
awful.
Who are bad at it. There are people who are trying to turn radio dials. Like they're like, what are you doing?
It's super squeezy.
Or squash a bug.
What's the PSI in these things? This thing is about flat.
Yeah, that's terrible.
A stress ball.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You motorboat son of a bitch.
But a good job is great.
All right, I mean, all bad advice.
No, I think we definitely got to go Alex on this
one. Guy who lost a leg?
Hey,
listen.
Because somebody told him to use the machine.
Alex also said that people used it all the time. He was going down a hill backwards. Was that protocol for how to use this machine? Was he supposed to be on a hill backwards on it? Or was he supposed to... If you do it the way it's supposed to be done, it doesn't matter if it has brakes. It's going to be fine. You're not going to hurt yourself. Maybe he effed up in how he was using it and cut his own leg off because he's an idiot.
That makes sense.
Why the hell was a machine with no brakes on a hill? I don't even understand.
Because he put it there. See, why would you put no? Yeah. He said it has no brakes. Why would Why would you go on a hill?
Hmm. Or maybe it was on the hill.
No, it wouldn't be on the hill, but it had any brakes.
I don't know, Alex.
All right, so I'm not leaning towards the amputee anymore. It was good. I didn't know if everybody got it.
Use it twice. Why not? All right. Use it three times.
Oh, man, the dish soap.
It's dish soap. It's okay. It cleans. All it did was made the place a lot cleaner.
Yeah, okay. All right, so don't touch boobs.
I think that's terrible advice. That is...
It is. But
from a mother to her own daughter, who is probably, you know, looking to be promiscuous, I don't know. Maybe she developed early, it was good advice. I think if she's like in the fourth grade with D's, you're like, hey, don't let guys touch your boobs. Like, you have no idea what you have there, and boys will be coming up and squeezing them all the time. That's not right. Don't let them ever touch your boobs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know the time frame.
Yeah.
She could have been like way early developer.
Yeah. I'm sticking with Alex.
I'm going with this soap. What?
Oh.
Marissa, you're going with Marissa?
I'm just thinking someone told her. Like, that's something that person should have known. That's just obviously dumb.
It really is.
She used the dishwasher correctly, put the soap in the right hole. That was an idiot who told her to do that.
Yeah, but maybe she just put too much soap in there.
No, you can't use the soap at all.
A little dabble do, yeah.
No, you see? Nope, see? Okay.
All right, dish soap.
I'm sticking with Pam.
So we got dish soap, amputee, Pam, boobies. What do you say, Renee?
I'm going to agree with you guys for dish soap because, like Johnny was saying, it's so harsh. She lived in an apartment. Probably not going to get her security deposit back.
All right.
Destroyed the floor. It's just warped. All right,
Marissa, you're going through to the finals. You stay on hold, okay?
Thank you.
All right, so she's back on hold. I'm sorry, Alex. But
you guys, can I explain something?
Okay, go ahead.
Please.
Okay, the reason why I was stuck uphill is because the guy told me after you're done, using the tractor, take it uphill so I can show you where the boss is. So I was going uphill, and then the guy that was training me comes in the company truck downhill. He meets me halfway, so I let go of the accelerator, and what that does, it just leaves it alone while I'm faced uphill. So the guy tells me, hey, the boss wants me to tell you where they store the tractor downhill. And I said, okay, so what do I do? And he said, well, just, you know, he told me what to do. And then after doing that, I repeated the directions. That did was let go of the tractor.
I'm sorry, so Alex, you do not have a leg to stand on.
Hey.
But I do appreciate you participating in the call. Thank you so much. See, it was his error.
Yeah.
His error.
Yeah,
argument proved it was there.
I get it.
All right. And Pam, sorry about the boob thing. Was I right? Early developer, your mom had to warn you about other fourth graders?
Yeah, I was decups.
I knew it. That's exactly what, because you don't want to go too far with that discussion with somebody so young. So you just say, hey, those are private things. Do not let people just go bat them around.
Her birth control.
You're on birth control too?
Don't let touch your boobs.
No, that was her birth control saying, don't let boys touch your boobs because it leads to
I mean, honorable mention, but sorry, Pam.
Boy.
All right. We got three more. Do you want to put three in the finals?
Oh,
three.
I've
got to go three more to go through real quick.
Yeah, we may as well.
All right, all right. Hello, Sanjita.
Hi. Sanjita. Hi, Frank. Hi.
All right, what's the worst advice you ever got?
Good morning. Okay, so I work at a restaurant now, but this was 11 years ago. I worked at a different restaurant. I won't name it. And we used to have like sourdough bread bowls with clam chowder in them. And I never knew. And so I told my friend, and there was... I said, I think I'm allergic to, or I said, I'm fine with, clams. And he's like, yeah, all clams are the same. And I said, yeah, but I think I've gotten thrown up before when I ate it. And then he was like, oh, no, yeah, it's all clam chowder the same. It'll be fine. Or I haven't gotten sick. And then I never knew this, but I guess red clams and white, there's like a thing, like red clams and white clams. So I ate the clam chowder, and this is in the middle of the, like, dinner shift. And then I had to go to the hospital and get my stomach pumped.
Yeah.
And I've never, that's the one and only time I've been to the hospital because I took his advice and ate it.
All right, so,
and what we learned is not all clams are the same. Not all clams are the same.
I tell you that.
Me too.
She's allergic to clams, and a coworker told her it was okay to eat clam chowder. I think.
That one's on her.
I know.
If you're like, no, these peanuts are fine. Don't these are.
If you're allergic to clams, you know that guy's an idiot when he tells you such a thing. Not like, oh, really?
Oh, red clams are fine, but not white.
I never knew that. Okay. Hello, Richard. Richard.
Yes.
Richard,
hey,
what's
guys,
the,
how you guys doing?
Worst advice you ever got?
Dick. All right, the worst advice I ever got. We were kids, me and my brothers. And one day, my dad sat us down. He had a stick in one hand, and he had a rock in the other hand. And he was telling us, if you ever get into a fight, you use whatever you got to use. You crack them over the head with the stick. You crack them over the head with a rock. My mom's standing there, and she's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you telling them this? So not too long after that, I ended up getting into a fight. And I cracked this guy over the head with a rock. And I got in trouble. The parents called the police. The police came, and my mom was like, you see, you should have never told him that. Why didn't you tell him that? So that was the worst advice I ever got.
All right, stay on hold.
Yeah, from dad.
Okay, all right, all right. And then the last one is David. Hello, David.
All right, so the worst advice I ever got was from my dad. He said, have kids, you'll stay young, you'll stay happy, you'll play with your old toys. All that got me was no hair, I'm bald, I drink a lot, I smoke a lot, and my kids are driving me nuts.
All right, you stay on hold. All right, so now we got to vote. Sanjita Plant, I think she's
that's on her.
On her. Richard, dad said hit people in the head with a rock, and then he got in a fight and hit somebody in the head with a rock, and then the cops showed up. And then David's dad said, you'll feel younger, you'll play your old toys, and have kids. Now he's bald and drinks and smokes, and his kids annoy the hell out of him. So I'm going David.
David.
All right, David, you're in the finals, so stay on hold.
Hooray!
All right, so now top three, who's the winner? Naomi, mom told her to push a girl off a cliff because she smiled at her boyfriend. And then say it was an accident, like take her up to hiking to Mount Baldy. She even named the mountain. David said his dad told him to have kids to feel younger. He'd play with his old toys and be, you know, happy and healthy. And now he just drinks and smokes. And
it's too relatable.
He's bald.
I don't
and Marissa says it's okay to use regular dish soap and dishwasher.
I'm going Marissa.
Going dish soap?
Yeah, dish soap, because that is really bad advice. And she took it. And she took the advice.
I mean, it's not.
But, you know what I mean?
Naomi, what would you rather have, foamy apartment or a house full of kids? I'm going David.
You might not know that, like Marissa, like the girl with clam allergy, you'd know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, she was just taking advice. Oh, really? I did not know that. And it was wrong. Okay, so Naomi, your sister off cliff?
Yeah, but she didn't do it, so she didn't take the advice.
And foster I think it's sister?
Like, but that's not the bit.
That's the one I'm going with, Naomi, because her mom literally told her to commit murder.
She did tell her to commit murder and gave her like the out that says she slipped and fell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
See, I feel like David's got generationally bad advice though. Like his dad gave him bad advice. David got the advice, went with it. So I'm pretty sure David's
dad gave him bad advice.
Yeah, I got
knowing
bad advice.
He gave him bad advice. His dad knew he was
all these
bad
people
advice.
Who gave the advice had experienced that. Like Naomi's mom was a felon.
Yeah.
So she's like, you know, I want you to be a felon too. You're not going to be better than me.
Mm-hmm.
David was a parent. David's dad, obviously, was his. And he's like, yeah, ruined my life. You ruined my life, David. I'm going to ruin yours.
Uh-huh.
And Marissa, somebody did that once. And they're like, haha, I'm gonna show her. I never really liked her anyway.
I'm totally going to ruin her apartment.
All right. Come on now. Come on. Yeah. We got to decide.
I'm going David.
I am too.
David.
Yeah.
David.
All right.
David.
Naomi.
I'll say, I'll say Naomi. So we got three Davids and two Naomis.
Yeah.
David, you won.
David.
Yeah, buddy.
You can take a weekend away from them kids. You're heading to see Billy Idol in Vegas.
Oh, right on, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, stay on hold. We're going to hook you up with those tickets. I still have another pair of those Billy Idol tickets. So we're going to give those away later in the day at some point. So keep it here. Friday, Frank.
It was a beautiful day. Sun beat down. I had the radio on. I was driving.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.